there every year or two and visit.
Yeah, if you come visit, then I would.
We're going to call the Dane County Planning Commission regular meeting Monday, August the 17th to order. Establish quorum, Bob, please.
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton called, and George Kramer
is here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Everybody read the July minutes? Don't see anything they want to change or. Everybody cool with it? Somebody want to make a motion to accept it?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Final vote, Hammond's nightly rental.
And then I've got the meeting procedures.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me, Bob.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Right.
I skipped right by that. I apologize.
Well, that's okay. I'd like to welcome you to the August 17th, 2015, Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon two Division 2 permit applications that were presented during the August 10th, 2015 public hearing. The Planning Commission will also hear two new concept requests, which will be presented during the September 14th, 2015 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of the project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Sorry about jumping a gun.
Oh, that's okay.
Donnie, is that a copy of our regular meeting that you got there? I brought the wrong one in. So I'm flying in the dark here, halfway. More than normal. More than normal. Thank you. Now we're ready for Hammond's nightly rental.
Yeah. Okay. If the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2015-16, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department office prior to the issuance of the certificate of compliance. Fourth, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface, showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated via nightly rental, or make connection to Branson Municipal Sewer. Five, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Six, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Seven, this residence shall accommodate no more than 14 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Number eight, the Hammond Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Have we got the representative here?
I'm going to make a correction.
Anybody got any questions for her?
How many other properties do you have?
I own or manage 10, so I don't own them all.
The ones that you do own, have they gone through this process?
Some of them are in the Branson Canyon development, and so that is already designated that way. So really what I have purchased, and then there was another one that I purchased that used to be a bed and breakfast, so it was just approved. So it's always been important to me to go through the proper channels to approve everything that I have. I'm not going to step outside any boundaries. It's not worth it.
Anybody else got any questions for?
Are all the ones that you manage, have they all been through a special use permit?
The ones that I manage are all in either Branson Canyon or Branson Creek, where they are allowed in that specific area is designated.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the way we like it.
I make a motion to accept the visit for it.
Second. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Representative for the Dollar General Store. You?
Yes, sir.
Come on up, please.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-17, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. And E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, prior to the issuance of a Division 2 Certificate of Conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office. And number six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for him? No? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'd move to approve based on the decision of record.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There you go, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're out of here.
Okay, we'll move on to concepts of the battlefield. Is that all one thing? No, the battlefield. Anybody here to represent the battlefield?
You know, I've just put together some aerial photography, and I'll let the representative explain and the applicant explain what's proposed here. It's located at Jefferson Road and Tracy Road, and I've got it pulled up here on the screen. A little south of State Highway F and east of Highway 65.
That in there above that bed and breakfast?
I wish he'd hold that still so I
could know what he's saying. I was just going to say, I'm probably moving it too fast.
Let me, you don't slow down, I'm coming over there.
Where best located first?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This one may give you the...
Behind Ford.
Behind Ford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old parcel question.
Yeah. Where's the storage buildings?
Right to the left of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here.
Well, is that part of
right in front of there.
That part of Snowball's place? Well, you know Snowball, don't you? Snowball Haskett?
Oh, no, I don't know if that's part of it. I don't know that.
Huh.
That's all the property, but you're just...
How much land is there involved there? No, that's probably Hartzell Place.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we're getting there.
Both sides of it.
Okay, now
it's,
I'm going to...
And it's
okay.
A large piece of property, but what's actually utilized... Sorry, I'll, I'm just going to flip to the side.
I'm all right. I'll do whatever you want. I know where we're at.
It's it'll be 2.5 acres, but it'll be carved out of that larger tract of land. The actual area that's being zoned.
Okay.
We don't want to zone the entire property. It's, what is it, 120
well,
acres?
Well, 112, and then I also bought the sister's 145.
Okay. All right.
So we don't...
Farming the rest of it.
But. Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. And you can see the boundary that we want to zone for commercial zoning indoor batting cage is the actual boundary is about 150 feet from the property line of the existing residence, and we're just going to create a 50-foot access easement back to it through our property, and it's just going to be a building similar to a like a barn you'd see out in the open. It's going to be pretty simple. So,
but when you say an access easement, is that going to be a private road then, or are you going to try to make it a?
No, it's private. It's just an access easement through our property to the commercial zone area. That way, if they want to parcel that off later or something, then they can, and it won't mess up their property.
Yeah, you're coming off the existing access that's already there.
Yeah, that's an existing gravel drive right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We're just using that.
Okay.
Sorry.
But it will be a gravel road or gravel driveway, basically, that comes back to the parking. We come in on a that's kind of the top of the ridge right there, and it lays real nice on the land.
Yeah,
it has some trees.
I know how it lays.
Yeah, it has some trees and stuff around. It has a pretty good buffer between the neighbors, so.
Harold will be the closest one.
Yeah,
he'll have no problem. Harold's a good guy.
Okay. Anybody got any questions? Randy?
It'll still be required to be built to the road standards.
That would be my understanding, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to build it that wide, but he has to give a 50-foot easement through there. Coming in other words, you have to dedicate a 50-foot easement.
Since it's going to be a commercial road, surely you'll have it big and wide easily.
We see it more as like a parking lot, like you would going to when you go out towards the Branson High School and you have the sports facility out there. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The sports club, Branson Sports Club. You know how that's just a gravel driveway?
It sits right on the road, though.
Yeah. It sits right on the road, right. But this is just access to our, it's just basically a parking lot and access to it. We don't have any three.
Yeah, but still, you're putting a business back there. You still have to dedicate an easement back to it. I'm not saying you have to build a big wide road or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I don't it's just, you know, there's going to be 12 parking spaces. We don't want to build a big,
I understand
big road,
you want to
you
keep
know?
It, but you still...
You're still going to have two-way traffic coming and going.
Yeah, you'll have to have two-way traffic.
Can it be gravel, though?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's the easement width that we're concerned with.
Okay.
In case for future, because you may sell out. May all the money you want and sell out, and somebody else wants to put something else in there, and we got to have the easement. To,
right. Oh, I just heard build a road to county standards, and that's what...
No.
That's what I was hearing. That
well, that's part of the road standard. You can the gravel road will still work. It's
yeah.
Be built to the standard.
Okay.
There you go. He's a man that can explain that to you. But you don't want what, a 20-foot top on a gravel road. Got to have a 20-foot top on it.
Right.
There's information.
Sewer. If that's a question, we've been in discussion and. I called the city of Branson, and they said they do not have any sewer around this area. And we're just going to put do our own system, septic system, septic field. So.
Probably be enough room.
Yeah, we have to put my hand.
Man, that's blasted there.
No, there's some dirt there.
There he is.
Dirt there.
That's some good ground, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yes, sir.
Well, further towards Ford, it's...
Yeah, it gets rocky up there.
It gets rocky out there.
Yep, it does.
Yeah, that's pretty good there. It's, well, you have to get it. You have to get an engineer's analysis on it anyway. I mean...
Yeah.
It used to be a perk test, but now it's an engineer's analysis.
Well, soil
zoologist. Yeah. Good old name for that. Anybody else got any questions for him? Okay, we'll see you September...
September 14th.
14th.
September 14th, okay. We'll see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weddings at the homestead.
And on this one's located at 262 Collins Road, and they have some aerial photography here. We'll zoom in here. Here's State Highway T. Here's T. And then Freeland and Collins.
Is that down close to the fire station in that area?
No, it's past it a ways. About 3 miles past the fire station on the right. Freeland Road.
And they're basically going to use the existing barn for a wedding chapel. I'll let the applicant explain, but and here's a photo of the existing barn. I'm sorry.
That might have worked for me at one time because I've had one say, "You get married in a barn or what?"
You hear that a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what they want.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
If I vote to support this, will I get one of those hats?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll get you a free hat. Basically, we're just going to do weddings and family reunions, old-time music jams and things like that from time to time.
What about bathrooms and shirts?
That's what I have
recommended to them.
If you could zoom in on that a little bit, I could show you.
I don't know
where the bath. Over here in my big shop, I have a separate bathroom with a separate septic system down here that's going
to
serve.
Huh? It's separate to the house.
Yes.
How big is it?
The septic. It's like a 1,000-gallon tank with whatever the lateral line was at the time, you know.
How many people do you anticipate coming?
weddings anywhere between 2 to 200.
You'd hope there'd be two there if there's a wedding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the old cabin there in front of the barn, that's the bridal suite where the bride gets ready, and the barn's about 150 years old, the timber frame. My family's owned that farm for 130 years, so.
And this septic, the septic is going to run the wedding with 200 people?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's the only concern I have.
Yeah.
That'll be more or less than what the church on Sunday. They don't stress our septic tank that much.
No. Mm. You got your septic approved when you had to put in? Was it inspected by the county?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yeah.
He's got enough land, he doesn't even have to worry about it.
No. Actually, I've got two systems. You can see below my house, I've got another one there, and I've thought about putting a second restroom for women over here in my smokehouse and tying into that and having two separate, one for men and one for women.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more septic at a wedding that's going to go on for 3 or 4 hours than a church for 2 hours.
Yeah.
With all the drinks and all
right.
the food and all the.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have any kitchen facilities there. I don't want to get into that health department things. You know, if somebody has it catered or whatever, that'll be up to them.
Right.
Yeah.
We just don't want any outbuildings.
What's that?
Any outbuildings of, as far as Johnny on the spot?
That oh, no. And that's about it. That's county road access, and it's my private driveway, sitting on 97 acres. And it's kind of in the middle of it.
Okay.
Anybody? Do you think that can work as a special use permit, Bob?
That was my thought, was to approach it more as a special use permit.
Has that been discussed with you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what we had
talked
about.
You want a special use permit?
Yes.
I think it's very suitable for here by saying that.
Yeah.
That way you, I mean, like you say, it's been in the family for 130 years.
Right.
If you don't do this anymore, it goes away and everything
right.
is just
and it's just back
cool.
to the farm again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We turn the cows back in the barn.
There you go. That sounds good, Nate.
Yeah. I have other places next to me. There's a cabinet shop and a salvage yard on one side and a daycare at my driveway entrance. So. There's other things around me.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? Nope. We'll see you the 14th of September.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you. Are there any special reason that the young lady's sitting back there?
Hi, I'm from the Branson Trail Experience.
You what? You seen me goof up, didn't you?
She's been making a lot of notes.
Watch him.
You didn't by chance get my name, did you?
No, but I think that little neck bob's a
old and new business. Randy, did you want to?
We've got some we want to bring up under new business. And part of that pertains to a couple of handouts you've got there and something to think on. And mainly due to the drainage easements on future development subdivisions. And probably keep looking into.
And I hate to admit it, I didn't get to a point where I... Which one do you want to go to?
Let's go to the one on Jasmine, and then similar one on White Oak. Whitetail Crossing would be another one.
Yeah,
what about the one
up
there in the cemetery?
That would be another one, but it has... It has a fairly decent stormwater system there, except for part of it. where the pipe goes across private lands. But
you want me to kind of zoom in on that?
He can zoom in to the end of that. I'll find a pointer.
This one's not. I think this one's dead, unfortunately.
Okay, right in this area, this is a county road, and we acquired an easement here for a turnaround. Doug, you may be acquainted, because I think you may have wrote this or helped us on that. But the developer, there is a culvert. This is a natural draw down through here. And the developer has got a culvert that starts here and ends down here. The problem is we got a big hole right in this area. The culvert was damaged either when it was installed. And over time, it's just created a void, and then, of course, it's fell in. Of course, that's in the yard. Problem is, in this access right here, within the right-of-way, there's no junction box or access to our culvert, so we can't even clean the culvert. We can't go on the private side, and no easement that we can find. It's described in some of the road standards on the new stuff, and this was developed before the road standards, and that's just some of the situations we run into. The other one similar to that, where we have no access within the right-of-way to existing cross pipes. There's another one back up the road that, to create more buildable room, they put in a longer pipe. It's in this area right here, some of the same situation. That pipe's working, but you have to go off right-of-way to access the ends of the pipe to clean them.
You cleaned it a couple of years ago there, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we had, but this one has created a problem. We have similar situations like that, and but the other, where they add onto a pipe where it goes across private, it's up to the individual. Well, they didn't install the pipe, that a developer did, but there's nothing in writing for the drainage easement. That's something we need to look at as far as within the road standard. There may be just some wording in there to change. For them to create moving forward with future development.
The developer did have easements for utilities?
You can find easements for utilities, but we need something specific to drainage easements. The other thing is we find wording in the road standards where they can't alter existing drainage easements, and I have a similar situation up in Meadow Ridge where we've got a ditch that comes down so far and then runs right down the lot line on two different properties. The homeowner doesn't want the ditch or the water run on, but it can only run downhill. There's no way I can alter the drainage of that. But then we have no access to keep it clean or maintain it. And
what do some of these people, they don't want you on the property?
Well, they want, well, here in this situation, they want us to fix it, but it's not really our problem. It's not within the roadway, and you run into a situation there.
So if you had an easement, that you would fix it, what you're saying. It's still not your problem.
It's not our problem, but they don't feel that they should have to fix it either. But
it's not our fault. It's just our problem.
It's a problem, but what's the best way to solve it? It should have. If our culvert plugs up in the road, we're going to have to dig the road up to fix it.
Well, usually before they put any pipes in, don't they have to be engineered and looked at? That should have been prior to road.
With an easement, you can, if you go in and fix it, you've got an easement to fix it, so there ain't no chance of property.
Well, that's something we want to do in the future. These problems in the future, if we take a road in, we want to know where these easements are. Do we have access to these pipes? We went in and improved roads, acquired drainage easements just to improve roads and have access to maintain them once they're installed.
So before you took this road in, if you would have known about this, we could have asked it before you took it in. That would have been one of the requirements.
Yeah.
It would have been one of the requirements. We could have made a contingent on either access, a junction box being installed prior to that. I mean, it's...
It'd be up to them to fix that or do that repair, then you would take it over.
I think that's
right. See, this is a problem that just developed with the flooding that nobody knew about until it exposed itself. But then we have others that where they got pipes on and take it to the far end of the property, they didn't create an access for us to maintain the pipe under the roadway, and we have no access to get to the pipe on the other end.
But is one end of the pipe under county jurisdiction or in your easements?
Right.
I think as a point of law, you can maintain all the way through. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I've seen this come up before.
Well, but it's not their pipe. If they'd installed that pipe,
yeah.
But if they didn't install it, then it was, but they took it over, so I don't know.
They took it over. But you can't take over something that don't have any way that you can't fix it or maintain it, I don't think. It might have to go to court or anything, but in most cases, the court will rule that you have the right of way, the right to do that.
Yeah, but he doesn't want that.
You don't want that, probably.
No, well.
On this particular one.
Yeah.
You're not going
to. Within a subdivision similar to this one, if you had a known drainage area, shouldn't they have left 10 or 15 foot access for a drainage, purposely for a drainage, and not use it up to private.
Yeah, it should be drawn in the plans.
Yeah.
I think they made a mistake.
That would be one way, or have the easement for the purpose of maintaining that.
Should have just made a swell in there in the ditch between the lots and not put it.
Well, if we change the wording the way it is now, or completely change it, then if a subdivision, if I understand what we're going here, and then if a subdivision goes in, then you'll have the right to go out there and make sure that happens the right way instead of the wrong way. Well, you'll have authority to go out there and oversee something if that comes up.
I mean, that should be part of their stormwater plan, I would think.
I'm saying if a contractor don't do it.
Yeah, I think that would be on anything in the future. You've got that on anything platted. Now, they're going out and taking in roads that's been built for 20, 30 years.
Right, there's not much we can do with that except work with it.
But what you're saying is whenever we get a new plat in here, let's make sure that the drainage easements are taken care of.
Right.
Can I?
We have pretty basis again.
Was that something you need to reword?
I felt like it's pretty well spelled out now.
Pretty well spelled out. I think it's on page 12 of 103.
The county plan should be very similar to the state plan. State plan is always
similar. It looks like it is. Did you read that? The technician plan on page 12, 103, the bottom.
And one thing, I mean, just to point this out, too, those subdivision regs, they weren't adopted until 2012.
Yeah, that housing division was like 10 or something.
Yeah, so a lot of these were put in prior to the...
But that's a mistake.
If you would, Bob, go to Meadow Ridge up there off Sycamore.
Yeah.
Now, some of these have established drainage areas, and they really don't pose a problem.
Whoops.
And this
Sorry.
Is a fairly simple one.
I can't type.
It's just an open ditch.
Wouldn't you prefer an open ditch as a pipe that's 50 or 60 feet long?
I would prefer just having access to maintain it.
Meadow Ridge Street?
As far as maintaining the drainage system would be the preferred.
Well, that's pretty well spelled out.
In this particular situation, have you inquired with the property owner in question on whether you can...
They want him to fix it, but he doesn't have the right to fix it.
But it's not their problem.
Probably our problem.
I see where you're at.
Yeah, they don't want to spend any money.
Am I in the right vicinity?
Okay, go to the very south end of this Meadow Ridge here. Okay, right here. Basically, in this area, we have an existing curb, then it goes to open ditch. This was another phase of the project. We maintain these roadways in here. We have a culvert comes across here, comes across, and then the terrain of the roadway, the water comes down here and then flows this way down the hill. people buy homes, of course, they don't want the water in front. They want us to do something else with it. Well, I can't change what was designed by the developer, and I can't run water uphill to the other side of the road. So, I mean, it's just got a basic open ditch, but that's some of the problem. They should have provided some type of drainage for that, established drainage, but that's their property. That's what I mean about the drainage easement being a certain width that goes with the road right away, that they know they what they're buying is their property, and we have a designated area for drainage. That's what I'm talking about during when we look at stormwater.
And we kind of wanted to review what we've got to see if we needed to be a little bit more specific.
You pretty much need the same thing for drainage easements.
Well, you need to look at how much water is going down and how wide the basin is.
That's true. That's where your engineer comes in to. It may require just a pipe under the ground for a distance, or it may require an open ditch, depending on how much.
How big the
How much volume of water
you're looking for. This is what I'm thinking of when it rains. And we got so much water at once, there's no way you'd be able to control it anyway.
Pretty steep in there, isn't it?
Because I saw the video from this one.
Yeah, it's pretty good amount.
Take a big pipe.
What does it do get up into their house there?
Pretty much running right down there. And what the complaint is they get a lot of sediment, which naturally comes down an open ditch, and it ends up in her yard because that's where it turns and
goes down on his home. And they're wanting the county to fix it?
Well, they would rather the water go elsewhere.
Oh.
Not much I can do about it so far. But that's some of the issues you run into when you
it's still going to be. If you have a drainage easement all along there, are you going to maintain the drainage easements? County going to maintain the drainage easements? Or?
We've got to take the water somewhere.
If it's connected,
it should be
the
designed to go somewhere. That.
Well, it wouldn't have
been. Right now, it's just turned onto a lot.
That shouldn't have been designed to go further
away. Well, here's the other problem. Right on down to the end there, Bob, on the cul-de-sac. When the water gets to the end, it goes onto private lots. We have no. What do you do with it?
Well, that's what they've bought. If they want the county to take care of it, we'll just have to engineer a solution, and whatever that solution involves, and they're going to have to grant an easement so that we have the right to get in there and fix it and maintain it. If they don't want to give us an easement, then the ball's in their court.
Well, that don't look like a county problem to me.
Undesirable land for that many houses.
That's an issue between the property owner and the developer.
Yeah.
And he's probably
I mean, if the county is, if you guys are willing to fix them and maintain them, if they want to grant a right of way somewhere that's doable, that's feasible to correct the problem, and you guys want to take it on, well, that would be your business. But if we don't have an easement in the county, then you can't be on there, and that they need to be talking to whoever sold them the property.
I know when we built roads for the state, you would have an easement like that where you'd have an open drainage through it. And everything like that, and then the property owner could fence it back, but it was a temporary easement, and you had a construction period of time on the job, and then it went back to whoever owned the property and stuff like that. And I think this would work much the same with the private developers here. They have an easement, and they turn the water down that lot, and it's a situation where the buyer should be made aware of that. Maybe aren't always made aware by the person selling the lot, but.
I know a couple of them. We went in and improved areas and installed stormwater drainage systems to alleviate problems within the road where they had curb and gutter streets, but no drainage boxes to handle the runoff. It just run from one end to the other. One of the issues similar to this is where they have a natural drainage area, they filled it in and built a house on it.
Yeah.
They built the house over the culvert.
Yeah,
if you have a problem with the culvert, how do you fix it?
Yeah.
So what are you asking for?
Well, that we
what kind of wording are you looking for?
Well, we need to word it different where we can get an easement in the future.
Well, we need to look at stormwater. If we do it, if we have more developments come in, we need to be looking at that. So we need to have topos to know where the water's going and have a legitimate plan to look at to know that them problems aren't going to be future problems later on.
So you're wanting for the future, somebody bring a subdivision like this, we want a stormwater plan.
Exactly.
And that's really all we're asking for, is a stormwater plan and topos to just
a legitimate stormwater plan that when they sell a lot, these people buy that lot, they can use that entire lot, and they don't have a big ditch running through the middle of it that they have to contend with. That shouldn't be their problem.
And they should have the drainage there, there shouldn't be a lot. Be a drainage area.
There you go.
Typically, in situations like this, we take the person with the most experience and deals with the problem most, and we form a committee and put you in the head of it, and we come in and we draw up a plan, and then we submit it to the commission. That's the proper way of doing this thing.
The hardest thing, go out there, person's put a lot of money, bought the lot, got a nice house, but they didn't look close enough or didn't understand
it happens.
Where the water line
is. Yeah, it does.
Right, but...
But didn't the county work on the one across from the cemetery?
I've said many times, I've never owned a house across from the lower cemetery than the road level.
It's not the best, but it does have places for the water.
And they overflow. And then sometimes, like this summer, they overflow anyway.
Okay, what do we want to do with this? Randy mentioned earlier of trying to push it through the county commissioners in February, but if we're going to do that, if we have to do that, then we need to get something on paper now in the next...
No, not necessarily. If we have a subdivision come up in front of us, we just need to stipulate that as part of it.
Well, we've already got it in our rigs. There's subdivision regulations.
You guys think there's enough wording there?
Well, we could work a little bit.
And that was my biggest thing is I just wanted to.
Hang on a minute, guys.
Read that again, Doug.
It's in section 5 of your, page 50 of your subdivision regulations. Storm drainage systems. Subdivisions shall be provided with a storm drainage system consisting of natural water courses, constructed drainage channels, storm drain inlets and piping. Bridges and culverts capable of conveying stormwater runoff through the subdivision without unreasonable risk of damage to structures, roads, and utilities due to inundation of floodwaters or erosion of soil by floodwaters. So actually, it's right there.
It's there. You just need to make sure there is a stormwater.
So anytime we bring something in front of us that concerns any of that right there, we just need to make sure it's on our
written into our
paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
Recommendations.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, a lot of times that is. I mean, when you say... It's in there, and it's section so-and-so, and subject to that, and if you don't read it, you don't really know what it is, but we do a lot of things like that.
Is that in the standard?
The problem is that is
one of them
sense.
That's a lot of it. It's a lot
of
these.
Within such is a responsibility of the property owner.
Read that to everybody. Randy, please.
Right there.
It's in your hand.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to get you to
the subdivision regulation, but should that be the property owner's? I mean, they should know that up front if it is or part of. They should know if there's a drainage pipe.
Well, this is just doing your
due diligence.
These are the definitions of what these terms mean.
Okay. But they're
giving you the definition of a drainage easement for this one. But I know Bob checks those because I've had subdivision gone through there and he's asked for that. So, we're already doing it. Or he's already doing it.
The problem is how to regulate that if they...
The only way you can regulate that is to show the deficiencies before the commission takes it in and make them bring it up to code. If they don't always do that.
If they're seen. But if they don't get a rain like we got a a month
ago. Well, yeah, I mean, highway, state highways only build 85% capacity. I mean, you know, there's going to be one run over the top. They say we all have to have 15-inch culverts, and it only takes a stick 3 inches longer to stop it up.
Okay, Randy, are you satisfied with what we're reading here, or is there something you want to try to change? You're the road
man. The problem here. I see is that these are
all pre-existing. I mean, we can't go back and change that. I just want to make sure we're all aware.
Well, are you recommending that we put that on, if we see something come in like that we actually put it on the concept? Or the
recommendations.
I want to make them fully aware of it, but we require stormwater.
Is that something wrong?
Yeah, that's why he does usually.
Reduce the flaps before he brings
but
them
this is,
to make sure that they've got.
Yeah, but this prior ones, these existing ones, those people are in trouble.
Yeah, well, 30.
About like demanding a 50-foot right-of-way for something. There's property all over this county that's 30-foot into it, and you can't, you can't litigate against those people because they inherited that.
Right.
Same difference.
Were you okay with this?
We can try to put it. We can try to put something together and put it on the February thing. I mean, I'm all for that.
One thing that I would like to see, especially, and it'd be part. It would be part of the design of the stormwater, and that's where they get the engineers. We look at it, review the plat, we approve before Bob signs off on it. But rather than drainage go across an actual lot that a property owner, and it not be his responsibility, it should be an easement similar to a utility easement that is for drainage. And it's spelled out in here, we've got drainage easement.
Yeah, that technical
plan. Well, we have access that we can either maintain it if it's part of the.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go to a retention pond. It's got to go somewhere. And your roads are going to create drainage. So they gotta
absolutely. 100% agreement with that.
One with it, and they don't always like it. So it might be a design. For that, and we got the wording, but we're just going to have to hold them to it and make sure that everything's done.
I don't think the wording's that bad, but I mean, if you see something we obviously need to change, well, I'm not going to fight it. I'm for
improvement. The only thing I see that makes it difficult is where you turn water onto a lot without an easement pertaining toward that or a specified easement for drainage.
Yeah, you try to put your lot line down the drainage easement.
Yeah.
When you lay it out. Then you designate that on your plat, you know, so many feet wide drainage easement.
Right. But that still doesn't fix the problem you've got today, the ones that are right.
No. You can't go back.
We can't relick that calf.
No, you're done.
Have you seen any of these problems in the newer stuff, Randy?
We haven't had a lot of newer subdivisions, really.
No, they really haven't. Last new one, you know, down.
We got enough subdivisions laid out in Taney County to last us a day or two.
But ask the commissioner about that water. Comes right across his rows.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one that we've got tonight.
Yeah. But that's on
that
one.
That would be one that's big. One that's come across.
Are you going to do something with for an easement then? Are you going to leave us?
Well, it's pretty.
Do you want me? I know, but do you want to change something?
Read this and look at it, make sure everybody's comfortable with it. I just want to bring this up because we've been dealing with several, especially this spring and summer, which we had a tremendous amount of water. So.
Okay. I would recommend between now and next month, everybody read up on that a little bit. If anybody's got any opinions.
Whenever people come in with a platted subdivision, and we've got road easements and we've got these things, if we're going to have a drainage system, I think the system should become a part of the plat. Because then if you're going to buy lot 14, and listed on that plat is a drainage. Now, it doesn't have to be an easement. It has to be part of a drainage plan. So they can see that the water is going to go through the lot they're buying. And that way, when the water goes through the lot they're buying, they're not calling Randy raising heck because he's not coming to fix it. Now, when they go buy that lot, they can come, and it is recorded on the plat that is a waterway. If they want to own it, that's fine. Or if they don't want to own it, they can talk to Randy, dedicate it to the county, and then it'll become an easement. We'll take care of it. But the biggest problem we've got is confusion. Because people, they buy this, and here's this drain pipe. Well, I shouldn't have to fix that. Well, it's on your place. Well, yeah, but it comes from your road. Well, but it's on your place. And if we can have that platted where that is a waterway, if you want to own it, that's fine. We're not going to fix it. And if you want to make it an easement, then you can dedicate the county and we'll fix it. But that way there's no confusion, so when they buy the lot, they know there's going to be water running across it.
Hey, just walk out there and say, my, this is a beautiful lot. This is the one I want.
Doesn't matter, because then when they do come in and raise cane, we can say there's a waterway right here on your lot, and you saw that flat. And it won't make them any happier.
No.
But it'll make us less mad.
Yeah, it would have to be now. Yeah.
And your good developers sure don't point that out every time.
That's all I'm saying.
Always make sure that always, you know, it's always active.
Well, we seem to have, you know, like, you know, you want an easement or what. And it doesn't have to be an easement, but as long as there's something on the plat that tells them folks there's water running across it or there's a pipe under it.
Well, you're talking, it's in there.
Yeah.
But we need to put it on our...
When they bring in a plat, it needs to be on there, on that piece of paper.
It's in the subdivision regulations. Subdivision regulations, you got to bring in a topo that shows your drainage. And then you got to have a drainage plan. So
I didn't know they're still doing design.
Omitted, then he can't approve.
You can always tell when the young
starting, oh, yeah.
starting the works.
Yeah.
He does a nice layout on them.
The existing ones were okay on it. The prior ones were in trouble. And that makes Randy trouble.
Nice people, I think.
Yeah, they really.
Can you not get right on the easement or that pipe?
That's basically Doug's got. It's in there. If they do a decent stormwater plan, it should take care of the majority of this.
But Bob goes over those, right? Don't you, Bob? So it's pretty well taken care of.
That's from now on. He said twice to me, and he started to get mad at me, so I'm not going to ask him.
But
Doug has said this already, so.
So there's nothing you can do about that.
Well, neither can tell immediately what you drive up out there.
Well, and like Randy said, we really just haven't had a whole lot of major subdivisions the last.
Yep.
Your roof doesn't leak, it don't rust.
That weed.
The last 4 years, the roof don't leak that ground.
I haven't had a lot of major subdivisions.
Are you good? What we're doing?
Yeah. Okay. It's a minor one.
We can talk more.
No, I
don't. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn this?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Everybody is done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh.